Right now, here from the porch at the compound, it's time for Gordo's Corner. Look, we have Sean Bass now joining us, along with Davey and Corby and Bob.
Is starting.
Just about everybody's awake. This is brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A1 Locksmith Security and Safes.
Thank you, Craig. So much response from the P1s. Robert says, gents, I'm an old man who rarely laughs out loud.
Oh.
But I did during the Hindenburg segment. How the heck is he laughing out loud?
I missed that one. What were you guys
during
doing?
Corby was doing a whole comedy routine about the Hindenburg.
I thought
how
you
funny
were joking. With someone, what are y'all talking about?
Hindenburg? The Hindenburg. Well, because Craig has done a calculated takedown of the announcer Herbert Morrison for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
And I wanted to replay the audio to ensure that, or try to flip him a little bit to make him think that this man was put into an unfortunate situation and he handled himself wonderfully.
Oh, yeah. It's just so horrible. Oh, my goodness, it's horrible. Look at the burning people.
The only thing that we have against Herbert Morrison is the fact that in the middle of one of the great American tragedies of the time, he said,
well, that's a great thing about it.
My audience, I will now go inside to gather myself as people are burning 8 feet in the sky away.
No one possibly survived.
He left his post. He didn't try to render aid or continue broadcasting.
No. He went inside and cried.
I'm going to have a smoke now.
Here comes the Hindenburg, moving like a tremendous machine.
We were joined by the last surviving...
That's an iron.
Oh, yeah.
Werner Donner.
Oh, no.
He just died.
Really?
He did? Yeah, like 4 years ago. Yeah.
2019.
The reporter?
No.
No. He died in 1989. He couldn't handle Craig on the air.
The little German baby that was thrown out the window.
That's right.
He was eight.
Yeah, his mom throws him out the window of the Hindenburg.
It was a good move,
though. You're already cursed in that you were on the Hindenburg, and then you're double cursed by having a mother that throws you out a window. That's bad luck.
Yeah.
That's bad luck. And then we get this from Sherry. She says,
Gordo,
I adore you. You make me smile always.
Oh.
I hate when he reads these.
Snaggle pussy forever, which is a reference to when George was doing that voice. It was kind of like, Snagglepuss.
Yeah. He did that last night, even.
See?
Even.
His voice
Who
is Snagglepuss.
Was the genius, though?
Hanna-Barbera. Underrated. I've always said it.
Or whoever that voice actor was.
That Dawes guy again, right?
He punctuated everything with even, though, and it was so perfect.
I know.
Doing that even.
Did a hamburger good. Even.
That was great. Okay. Does anyone know who Steve Albini is?
Yeah.
Yep.
Did y'all cover this death?
Yes. E-News yesterday,
Well, then screw that.
No, it's on tape.
Okay, name his bands.
Shellac.
Pixies.
Yeah.
And
Black Ball.
No.
Black Butterbean.
Nope.
Big Black.
Big Rack.
Whoa. That is correct. Big Black. And then he reformed that at one point. You know what he called himself then?
Go on.
This was after Big Black. Says Albini formed the short-lived
Rape Man.
What?
Oh, no.
And he joins us now.
He went by
Rape Man.
Huh. Did he wear a cape? Isn't that... That's a strange superhero. It says here, a name he came to regret.
Oh,
yeah,
no way.
I wonder why. He didn't say why he regret. He didn't get into
right,
any of that.
Right.
My superpower is lack of consent.
Oh, wow.
And so he...
Wait, man.
He passed away at the age of heart attack.
But his...
61, young.
But one of his most famous projects was In Utero.
Really? He started that young?
Which had the...
Thank you.
Which had the single, Rape Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's a little theme here.
Yeah.
Would he... So he would have been like in his 20s whenever Rape Man started?
I think so.
He was young.
Mm-hmm.
So, shout out to Captain Lou Albini.
What would have been a better name, looking back at it in hindsight, if he would have chosen Diarrhea Grandma?
Wait, these are the choices?
Or Rape Man. Like, what would have aged better?
That would be an odd wrestling duo.
Rape Man.
And the WWE. When did they change from WWF to WWE?
They had to.
Yeah, they were sued by
the World Wildlife Fund.
Foundation,
whatever it is.
And now, entering the stage, it's Diarrhea Grandma.
Follow the trail to Diarrhea Grandma.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So which one is
Herbert Morrison did die in 1989.
Most likely to become an Avenger of those two characters?
Yeah. Would you want to work with Diarrhea Grandma?
No, but...
It's the Hulk.
I think I would...
That's the only tag team partner that Rape Man could work with, though. Because he would be tempted.
Yeah. Gosh. I think he breaks up rape.
Yes, that's what he does. That's the way
it's
best to think of it. He should be called anti-rape.
Right, he was unfortunately named by the Justice League.
That's why labels are hurtful.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. Gosh, I don't even know if I should do this story. Nah, we're having fun. I'm not going to do that one.
Yeah, do a fun story.
It's just the weirdest story I've ever heard of.
Oh, that stopped you before?
That will completely rob you of any good feelings you have about human beings.
Oh. Huh.
So does that sound fun to anybody?
No.
Anybody?
No,
what?
No.
Okay. Do something else.
Then let's talk about Campound. Because I think we need to organize some activities today.
Like what?
We had an awesome basketball tournament going on last night.
Who won?
We didn't keep score.
Well, how's that a tournament then?
Like 2-on-2?
It was a tournament of watching.
How do you all just watched each other?
Yeah. We watched Dave.
Good shot, Corby.
We watched Dave really awkwardly shoot baskets.
Well, I wasn't warmed up yet.
No. His form is...
Is it bad?
It was very...
Was he like shoot line drives?
It was very pat him on the head. Yeah, it was good. You're a good player.
Well, like, what does his shot look like?
Everything's short.
Like, you didn't play much as a kid or growing up?
Oh, I played...
He was adopted.
I mean, I didn't play organized, but I played in my friend's driveway.
Yeah. Did you hear that? He didn't play organized. He played in the driveway. He doesn't bend...
Corby can't identify with any of that. Corby's parents had him on the Mavericks. They signed him up for the Mavericks.
That's where it all started for Corby. Just these odd relationships that he has that were just like, how does he know Dave Grohl? And
it's so
the
strange.
Foo Fighters.
I've said this on the air, Corby. I'll never say it in front of you, but I'll say it on the air
here.
Behind your back.
This segment's going that to
you're
be
like,
about Dave Grohl.
That this is that you're like the your superpower is social man. Your cape that you wear is like social butterfly man.
Right, man.
The way that you can just get along with anyone, and you'll have texting relationships with, I don't know, be like, oh yeah, Obama and I texted last night. Like, what?
He was a cool president.
Yeah. I met him backstage at one of Owen Wilson's deals.
Owen Wilson introduced me to him.
And Corby keeps up with his relationships. See, that's my problem, is I'll meet a lot of interesting people, and they'll say, hey, yeah, give me your number, exchange, and then I'll just never text them. Corby's good about
maintaining
good about, relationships.
Hey, what can you do for me?
Well, yes. That is
Corby's, you want to be on my radio
show? That's Corby's
show?
Opening text to me every time he texts
right.
me.
Yeah.
Hey, what can you do for me today?
Yeah, all right. I need something done.
It's my job to come up with ideas.
Yeah, your phone has to be the most impressive phone of all of us. You've got Shaq and Dave Grohl and Obama and all those people in your phone.
Owen Wilson.
And you're constantly texting with them.
Yeah. I'm not constantly texting with anyone. Let's just get that out there.
Who is
Much
the most
less...
famous person in your contacts, you think?
Probably okay, Mabel, everyone go Mabel around.
Play that game
Let's
tonight.
Go around the horn.
Maybe we'll play that game tonight.
Well,
we're doing
okay,
it now.
You can't count like Troy, right? Because we all have Troy because of job stuff, too.
Dan Marino.
Yeah. Dave, do you have Dan Marino's number?
No.
Dan Marino tried
My
to
wife
make a
does.
Play on his wife.
Did he really?
Yeah, in a car.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was very rape man.
Wow.
Craig and I had dinner with Dan
Rape Man was flying over the Uber about to break things up, and then he peeled off.
I said something.
Would yours be Shaq?
I think so, or Jordan.
Okay. What's mine? I guess Kristen Bell?
Yeah, Dax Shepard.
Yeah.
They're big.
It's pretty famous.
That's good for you.
You don't have
That's
any
good
actors.
For me.
Yeah. I mean, Corby.
Thank you for grading me on the curve.
It's like
Corby.
B-list, but yeah. It's good for you.
All right, George?
Daddy?
No, come on.
By the way,
Daddy.
There is no way Cody Jinks is bigger than Troy Aikman.
He's pretty big now.
Yeah, but
Cody
come
didn't
on.
Think so either. I don't know. Maybe it was what we came up with the other day, Pat Green. Hmm. Randy Rogers? I don't know.
Pat's bigger than Randy.
He's been around longer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, seemed like I had someone else.
But I've always said Troy, I think, is the most famous person that I know.
And yeah.
But we really, I guess, can't count it because he works with us during
right.
the football season.
Junes, do you have anybody other than Troy?
Nobody that comes to mind that's more famous. I'd have to scroll through.
Switzer?
Yeah.
I got Tones Rhomes. Is that bigger
that's,
than Troy? Or
yeah,
is
that's
equal
pretty big.
To Troy?
It's not bigger than Troy, but it's pretty big.
He doesn't have the rings Troy has. But he has as high profile a job as Troy, right?
Yeah.
Brian
absolutely.
Demaris.
There you go.
But
good.
He's not
that's
a pro your, football Hall of Famer.
That's in the D true. Section. That's
Daryl
your...
Dickey.
Okay.
Casey Donahue. Mike Ducey.
Wow, your D's are awesome.
Fell off.
Let's see.
I've got Liam
Mark
Messi.
Followell.
Guaranteed Bob has some impressive ones.
Brian Cardinal.
Okay.
Brian Cardinal?
The custodian. I don't even know who that is.
Grant McCaslin.
let's see.
Dale Hansen.
A number one air.
I have in my D's, I have Drew Pearson.
Troy
wow.
Aikman.
Should be a P, but
Airstream
we'll accept
of DFW.
It as a D.
Yeah, I do it weird in my phone.
Pearson, Drew.
American Airlines, Doug Anderson.
Clint Dempsey's pretty good.
Rick Arnett.
I have the Iceman, George Gervin.
That's awesome.
Josh,
you probably
cool.
never thought you had that,
really
right?
Cool.
Right.
Josh
yeah.
Bogorod.
What's your last message to the Iceman?
I think it was about coming on the show recently.
The Iceman's pretty good.
The yeah. one, okay. The what? What's the one that you have though? That's got to be it for you. The one as a kid that would impress you the most.
Yeah, that
you
one would for not, sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
See, I really don't have any like that.
Mine's Nick McKay.
Well, okay. As a kid though, as a little
well, I was
teenager.
A little. I was like you know whatever, 16, 17. Or
Don Nelson.
Here's the best one.
Holger.
That's pretty good, though.
Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty
that's
good.
Awesome.
Okay, if I,
Alexis
I'll
Texas.
Show you this. If you would have told me as a 14-year-old kid that this number would be in my phone, I seriously would have had a heart attack. Like, there's no scenario ever that you could convince me that I would have this number.
Wow.
What is that?
Jamel Holloway.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
That's great.
Okay, but
that's
you have
it.
Barry. You never would have thought you would ever have
oh,
Barry.
Oh, yeah, Barry. Yeah, yeah. But this real, this guy, I mean, this was my hero.
Oh, man. I have James McMurtry
yeah.
in my oh. phone. And so I had texted him several times over the years. Never really heard back from him.
He said, lose my phone.
I would text him. And finally, I think it may have been after Larry died. I texted James a message about his dad passing. And finally, the guy texted me back and said, hey, dude, man, I don't know who you think this is, but it yeah. isn't this James whoever.
Man, my dad's alive.
Yeah.
I hate you telling him.
And,
yeah.
and I said, well, how long have you had this phone? He said, I don't know, like 18 years.
Really?
Yes.
He gave you a fake number?
No, I think that it was somebody, it was like... Maybe the phone that James was using during that time was his publicist's phone or something like that, and I was organizing one of the times he came on the ticket.
Oh, okay.
And so that's the one that I just thought was James's phone. And this dude had been ignoring my messages
oh,
for like 18
no.
years, and finally he speaks
okay.
up and said,
that's
could you please stop?
I have a woman that leaves me a message. She sounds elderly, and she always calls.
Diarrhea hey. Grandma?
Yeah.
She always calls like the day after she's visited. This person. Sure was good to see you yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I just, what should I do?
You need
tell
to call her
the truth.
Call her and be like, hey, bitch.
Hey, whoa. Dude.
Yeah.
What's with you and your diarrhea?
I need to call her.
Okay, I've got
and
a new.
Sign it right, man.
I've got a new candidate. How's that?
Ooh.
That was pretty
ooh.
Good?
Who is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. He just made.
Who
he
is
just,
it?
Let's show him what
I'm
he just did
to you on radio.
As a child.
He just made a fake contact.
Yeah, he did.
No, I didn't.
He just typed it in right before
he did.
Corby.
Babe Ruth.
No, I didn't.
Let me see. Let me see the number you put in there.
I didn't
say?
Just type it in.
It says Superman.
It's
555-1234.
It's the reigning Masters champ.
It looks like there are no messages sent or anything.
No, but I have his number.
Wow.
Scotty Scheffler.
Oh.
He and I did communicate via direct message on Instagram.
Okay.
And I got his number through that.
Okay.
And he has mine.
Oh, even better.
I wonder if it's like is it not a thing anymore to have someone's number, though? Because now most people do communicate on, you know, direct messages or something like that, or WhatsApp.
I don't know. Obama still texts. Like, he is way into texting.
Yeah. So does Cher.
All right,
we need to start booking a headlining guest for the compound.
Okay.
With all these contacts we have, we could get a headlining guest out here.
Yeah.
Paul Stankowski.
Or just by phone.
You did get Wade Bowen out one year.
Yeah.
So far, he's the winner. Only guy who's booked a guest for the compound.
That was great.